Francis, and welcome to your 2016 birthday reading. My name is Eric Francis, your kind of Aquarian cousin, here to tell you about the astrology of this time in your life. And there's plenty to tell. There's a lot going on surrounding your sign. There has been for a while. Aquarius remains a focal point on the largest level. Though there is a lot of discussion astronomically about whether we are in the age of Aquarius, I can pretty much assure you that from, let's say, other certain timekeeping and sociological factors, we are absolutely in an Aquarian age, a long one. And so you have all of society adapting to this, and it's not really that easy, and there are properties of the sign Aquarius that are not so obvious and not necessarily documented in astrology books that are, you know, different and worth contemplating. Perhaps that for a bit later on. But in any event, today is a big day in the life of Aquarius. There was a spectacular new moon a little bit earlier today, a few hours ago. At 20 degrees of Aquarius, and that new moon lines up with many other planetary factors in a lot of different signs of the zodiac. The way I'd like to organize this reading, first of all, I think I'm going to stick to my three-part format, that usually is two approximately half-hour discussions of astrology. Sometimes I run over if I get on a roll, and then in the third section, I like to do some astrology afterthoughts and then read your tarot cards. So let's keep that format. In the astrology aspect of things, I'm planning to first state the obvious, go over some of what I've said in the past, perhaps say it in slightly different ways, and then in the second segment go a little bit deeper and look at some of the, you know, off-menu type of things that that I see coming out of many of the same aspects I've already described. So the new moon today was conjunct and opposite a lot of different planets. Most of them were minor planets that are not going to show up typically on the astrology charts of most professional astrologers. There's just too many for most of them to keep track of, but this combination of factors is worth noting, and there is no definitive explanation, really. There are only themes that can be brought up, certain questions and ideas, and then you'll see where you relate to those things or not. Now, the most interesting thing I see in association with this new moon is that it is conjunct two asteroids that are associated with prophecy. That is the ability to commune with the broader sense of possibilities, and you might say to peer into the future. However, now that we know we live in a world where there are many possibilities simultaneously, and we know from fairly well established scientific research that time isn't linear, we have to consider the idea that prophecy is a form of creation. It's a form of intentional manifestation. And so the thing you want to do is be very cautious what you predict, because prediction in modern spiritual thinking, as far as I'm concerned, is a form of manifestation by agreement. And let's just take a look at what these two points are. So the new moon today was at 19 degrees and 16 minutes of Aquarius, and there is an asteroid called Cassandra, which is exactly conjunct that, and there's another asteroid called Orpheus, which is exactly conjunct that. They're two very different stories. Cassandra was kind of someone who would speak truths that no one believed, and so there's a kind of issue there with that, and the theme of what you say and how it's received. And then finally, with Orpheus, there's a, I would say, a much deeper story. Orpheus is a profound figure from Greek mythology who wasn't merely a predictor of things, wasn't merely a prophet, but rather he was someone who could commune with nature. His musical abilities were so profound that he could, you know, charm rocks with his compositions. And he is someone who is kind of a saint in Greek mythology, in that his relics of his temples are preserved, and some of the musical compositions, whoever may have made them, are also preserved. And so one way to think of communing with nature and with people and communicating on a level of ideas is, is what you're saying a warning, or is what you are saying some form of seeking unity, consolation, and soothing with music, ameliorating with music? And I would say that based on what I see in your chart, that it would be best to not count yourself as some form of a predictor or as a prophet. I consider this to be dangerous activity. Among the many reasons for that is that you can be wrong. And the other thing about predicting and prophesizing is that